The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. So a couple of weeks ago, when they said they were going to crack down on the tack down, they were going to crack down on spider tack in Major League Baseball because pitchers were just too dominant. This is, Ira made the great point. Well, didn't they change the baseball? Seems to me they did. And since the beginning of time, pitchers have been putting stuff on the baseball. Snot. Spit. Now you bring in the Crisco, you bring in the Vagisil, which I ask Ira, explain the science of Vagisil on the baseball. I'm not quite picking up.
So I kind of want to Google this for you to find out the science behind it, but I'm really afraid of what all my Google ad searches are going to turn into if I Google baseball Vagisil.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's pitchers, I guess it's trial and error. You just try anything that you can get away with on the field, and you can say, ref or ump, it's, you know, my itch cream, right? But it's also dryness relief. So that suggests, Ira, that you aren't getting a better grip when you put that on the baseballs. I don't know why a pitcher would use it, but hey, pitchers have put a lot of things on baseballs. What we know is common these days, the substances we know are common, a rosin, sunscreen, pine tar. But this spider tack is like, you know, what Spider-Man is using to crawl up the walls, man. Apparently, it's something that weightlifters use. And you can imagine why this would be beneficial for weightlifters, right? You don't want the weight slipping out of your hands. You're a weightlifter, right? You're a power lifter. It makes sense. What doesn't make sense is that all of a sudden, all of the grip things that pitchers have used over the course of time, suddenly now, in a year where there are other variables. So Ira Weintraub mentioned they changed the baseball. This is also a post-COVID year, right? Where you had an abbreviated season, one where there wasn't a real bit. You know, so guys with time on task hitting baseballs, guys with time on task, they didn't have as much time on task last year. Is there a cumulative effect to not seeing pitches at the rate that they've seen them over the course of their, in general, at the rate that they see them in a given year over the course of their career? Is there an effect to that? These are other variables to consider, are they not, Mr. Wayne? I would think you would take these things into account, but no, let's go and crack down on pitchers. Let's crack down on the tack down. And so you got pitchers that are like, wait, so, okay, you do realize the unwritten rules in baseball have allowed these substances on for pitchers forever. But now we're going to crack down on this unwritten rule. Okay, fine. Are we going to crack down on it midseason? We're going to crack down on it now. Like, not try to give the pitchers time to adjust in an offseason. Let's do it right now. So we talked about Gerrit Cole kind of getting stuck in a question he wanted to answer, but he was like, I don't know how to answer. Do I use stuff? He was answering it by not answering it, right? Yeah, you use stuff. Well, Tyler Glasnow, Tampa Bay Rays pitcher. I drove by the Trop just a couple of days ago. It's a horrible facility.
You ever been inside? Oh, you ever been inside of the Trop?
Yeah, I drove by the Trop.
I'm saying, have you ever been inside of it?
Oh, yeah. I've been inside
of
the Trop a few times.
It is so – if you remember – for those that have never been, I just – a quick aside. Like old Chrysler, the dark lighting, there was a lot of similarity in that. It's a terrible place. Saw basketball
it's a
in there.
Drab place.
Yeah, I've seen a baseball game in there too. It's a drab. Yeah, it's not. it's not very inviting.
Yeah, you don't want to watch a game at the Trop. But Glasnow going pretty well until he tore the ulnar collateral ligament and suffered a flexor tendon strain. Something popped in his arm. Why did something pop in his arm? He said, I'm choking the bleep out of all my pitches, Ira. All of a sudden, I have to choke the bleep out of all my pitches. He said, quote, I switched my fastball grip and my curveball grip. I had to put my fastball deeper into my hand and grip it way harder instead of holding my curveball at the tip of my fingers. I had to dig it deeper into my hand. I'm choking the bleep out of my pitches. Why am I choking the bleep out of my pitches? Because all of a sudden I can't use sunscreen to help my grip. Yeah, I use sunscreen to aid my grip. Pitchers have been using sunscreen to aid their grip forever. But all of a sudden, you want to come in, you want to swoop in and say this is against the rules when for years you've been allowing it. Okay, well, if you're going to crack down on it, shouldn't you ease us into that transition? Allow us an offseason to adjust to this new reality? That does seem fair to me, Ira.
Sam, it's interesting. I can see the argument on probably on both sides of this. Baseball could turn around and look at the pitcher and say, you get paid a lot of money. You can't throw a pitch without using something on your hand. Aren't you good enough to throw a ball without putting some substance on your hand? Like, and that's the turnaround is, so have you always needed a substance on your hand?
Yes.
Then,
like every pitcher has. Every pitcher, his point is, every pitcher uses this stuff.
Yeah, the sunscreen one still I don't get. I mean, maybe in the Trop I get because you don't need sunscreen inside. So I guess, for those games, it makes sense. If you're outside, I don't know how you tell a pitcher you can't put on sunscreen. Maybe, night games. But even the night games start in sunlight. But, I guess. So you're telling me that every pitcher that's in Major League Baseball, that through their entire careers, everywhere they've been using some sort of substance on their hands. And
those that don't are the exception to the rule. That's definitely the impression I get.
Then just make sunscreen a part of the game.
I would think.
Why not? Fix the ball. Come on, baseball. Just fix the ball. Admit your own mistake. Fix the ball.
I'm with you. They explain the science behind it. I think one of the publications talked about the reason it's important is because it's spin rate. Because now you can really look at the spin rate. I mean, the analytics are crazy where you can – hey, his spin rate is off from a couple of games ago. Wow. We are getting really, really deep in the weeds here. But Spider Tack, apparently the guys who use Spider Tack get more on their spin rate.
Then maybe instead of the full on get rid of everything, and I don't know how to police this. Again, you're putting a lot on people like Angel Hernandez who can't get balls and strikes right. But before a college softball game, you ever watch what the umpires do? They go inspect every bat. Before a soccer game, they go and they inspect every player's shin guards. They make you all smack your shin guard. Maybe before a boxing match, right? You have someone from the other fighters in there when you're taping up your hands, right? There's something to get, to kind of put somebody in place to make sure that everything is legal. Do you have to put, an umpire or some sort of umpire liaison with the pitcher from the moment he gets out of gets to the clubhouse and I don't know, but maybe you do that. Keep a liaison with the pitchers. I agree with you. You've taken it too far. If it's going to lead to pitchers getting hurt, I understand that you don't want the truly illegal foreign substances, but rosin is a legal substance. They literally give you a rosin bag and put it on the mound. Like it's on the mound, right? Yeah. The pine tar is going to be on the ball because they let the batters use it for grip on the bats. And then it gets up the neck of the bat a little bit. Ask George Brett. And then it gets on the ball a little bit. It's a part of baseball. Like that to me, who cares? Wow.
Yeah, he said, so now sunscreen and rosin is apparently the same as Spider Tack.
Yeah, and all sunscreen. Right, it's sunny out. Let him use sunscreen. Oh, come on.
All right, I guess I'll adapt and learn. And the only thing I learned was that it hurts to throw a ball in the middle of the season from having something to not having something. Talking about he had sunscreen. We got to get to a break. More on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.